Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Week 13 of the college football season kicking off this weekend. Perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where our friend Tim Murray from VSiN joins us. And Tim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with the playoff rankings. Anything surprise you?
Outrage!
Good losses are better than wins. A lot going on there.
I want to start with this. I don't want the ACC to get a team in. I want Miami in. Miami's better than everyone in the ACC, but because they have a dope on the sidelines, they've lost two games that they shouldn't have lost. Yes, they beat Notre Dame, and I'm a Notre Dame fan. I get the frustration that all Miami fans are having right now, but the fact of the matter is they haven't been playing great football lately. They did play well last week against NC State, and they play Virginia Tech this weekend. They close at Pitt, and I think they've got an opportunity here down the stretch. I think, you know, this system, which I think for the most part, I like 12 teams being in the playoff. I've never really wanted auto bids. I get why the conferences want it. This is why the conferences want auto bids, guys, because the ACC is bad. Georgia Tech should have lost to Boston College last week. Let's not forget that they got an absolutely fortunate call where they were offsides on the road at Wake Forest. The refs missed it. If they call that penalty, Georgia Tech loses that game to Wake Forest, but it is what it is, and here we are, and Miami needs a seven-leg parlay to hit in order for them to get into the ACC championship game. So, yeah, it's I'll be honest, the team that should be the most upset about the rankings last night is Alabama. I mean, I get it. You lost to Oklahoma, guys. You've got to win over Georgia on the road. You've got to win over Vanderbilt. You've got to win over Tennessee. Like, they have four top 20 wins, and they lost a game in which they outgained the opposition by like 200 yards. They had a post-game win expectancy of 95%. So, to me, it's not the Miami-Notre Dame thing. It's Alabama dropping six spots for losing a game at home by two to Oklahoma.
Tim, before we get to this week's slate of games, I wanted to get your thoughts on Jim Smith, Maryland's AD, coming out saying that Mike Locksley is going to return in 2026. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I know where you guys stand. If I had to guess, you probably didn't like it. I'm curious, like, what's the option? You know, like, this is... rank Maryland amongst jobs that would be available. It's worse than LSU. It's worse than Florida. It's worse than Virginia Tech. UCLA, debatable. Who are you getting if you have someone? So,
well, let me throw this one at you. It's a moot point now, but my son brought it up, and I thought it was fairly inspired. What about Jim Mora?
Yeah, I think Jim Mora's done an amazing job at UConn. Sure. I mean,
he'd bring the quarterback with him. He wouldn't have to bring the quarterback with him here.
I will say PTSD, though, of UConn coaches coming to Maryland.
Well, yeah, I hear you.
There is that.
Hey, it was his dream job, though. That's all you need to hear. Hey,
it was.
If it's your dream job, don't wear hats inside, and you know, you're going to lose a lot of football games. What a terrible hire that was.
That was after the Mike Leach debacle.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. You guys are more in on it than I am. I didn't have that big of an issue with it. I know this year has stunk. All right, let's pivot on to this weekend. I think Maryland's competitive this weekend against Michigan. You got Michigan looking ahead to Ohio State. You guys would know better than me. My gut feel, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this news went over well in the locker room. Fair?
I would
is
think.
He still, yeah. Is he still liked in that locker room? I mean,
I think
you get a good effort from the Terps this weekend. I don't think Michigan is anything to write home about. They probably should have lost to Northwestern last weekend. And maybe it'll be another excruciating loss like Nebraska and Washington, but that would be a cover. I mean, Maryland's 14-point dogs. Michigan's got Ohio State next weekend. You know, Michigan does still have, like, there's a pathway. If Michigan wins out, I mean, look, here's the thing. I'll say this about Michigan. You know, right now, if I told you Michigan beats Ohio State, I think most people would be like, ha, no way. They were a bigger underdog last year when they beat Ohio State. They were a 20.5-point underdog last year, and they beat Ohio State. Now, Ohio State, for some reason, had an absolute brain fart with play calling and decided to run the ball up the middle like 20 times in that game and ultimately got upset. But Ohio State, I mean, that's the thing, too, like going back to the playoff. Like, if Michigan wins out, I think they're in. I mean, I guess if they win out, they would actually make it to the Big Ten championship game, maybe Oregon. There's some sort of tiebreakers there, but yeah, there's some weird scenarios out there from a playoff standpoint. But I'm okay with it. I don't live in Maryland like you guys do. I'm not every day with it. I've always thought that Loxley has done a good job, obviously not a great job. I don't think he's been horrible, but I was really hoping for. I was just hoping for a bowl season, which is not impossible. I mean, you pull off the upset this weekend, you should beat Michigan State next week. But, yeah, I think Maryland's competitive. I did take a little 14 with the Terps this weekend against Michigan.
Well, let's stay local. And you, I'm not sure if you put your wallet behind this, but you definitely brought this up and flirted with this idea and said, hey, let's not write the midshipmen off here entirely. This could be a nice get-right spot for them. So they get the win. Do you think they can keep this going at all? And let you want to get freaky about the playoffs. How freaky could Navy get?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, they need to get ranked. Like, the American tiebreakers are a little odd. Mm-hmm. So, right now, we've got four teams with one loss in conference play. That's Tulane, East Carolina, Navy, and North Texas. The tiebreaker is college football playoff rankings.
Mm-hmm.
The next tiebreaker is four set of computer rankings, which, from my understanding, not great for Navy.
Okay.
So here's one thing. I think East Carolina loses this weekend to UTSA. That's okay. Just my gut feel. They go to the down to UTSA. UTSA, completely different team on the at home as opposed to on the road. I think the Roadrunners beat East Carolina. So if that happens, now we're down to three teams. The problem is Tulane got ranked, and mm-hmm. that really was unfortunate. Like, we need Temple. We need the boys in Philly to get some Wawa sandwiches and head up there to the link and pull this upset here. That would be big for the
Stopped
mids.
By Marvin Harrison's bar.
Yeah.
And then, let's also realize this. Navy's going to be an underdog at Memphis. Navy's got a tricky one on Thanksgiving, right? Go to Memphis. But I don't know where Memphis's mindset's at, right? They just got essentially knocked out. They lose to Tulane, and then they lose to East Carolina. Ryan Silverfield, their coach, has been mentioned with the number of jobs out there. Like, is Memphis just going to kind of pack it in? Because you know Navy's not. Navy's right. going down there ready to roll next Thursday night. So, God, I'm hoping for it, man. It would be awesome for the mids. What a win last Saturday. 10.5-point underdog against South Florida. And to get that outright win, so big for them. And it's not out of the realm of possibility. Need a little bit of help. Once again, I think the first leg of this parlay would be UTSA beating East Carolina. And if Temple wants to help out the mids, we know how frisky Temple could be. They almost beat Navy. Probably should have beat them. So if Temple can pull it off, trying to get the bowl eligibility, that opens up the door for the mids, and then Navy would go to North Texas for the AAC championship game. You know, I'll say this real quickly. I know there's some local ties to James Madison. Lots of people in your neck of the woods head down to Harrisonburg. Pretty big blow yesterday, I thought, with the rankings. And the market reflected it. Saturday night, JMU was around like plus 180 to make the playoff. When the rankings came out last night and Tulane was 24, that dropped them down to around 4-1. I think the rankings really hurt JMU. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, also Louisville falling to Clemson last Friday night. Like, that was their one loss. It's not looking as good. So JMU's in some trouble to make it as the G5 representative.
Tim Murray, let the people know where they can find you.
Check me out on VSiN, the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. We got three episodes every week. Saturday morning, Masson 2, the VSiN College Football Tailgate Show, 9 to noon. So check me out there. And I'll just say this. Late night Friday night, it's going to be a fun one in my neck of the woods. Hawaii UNLV over and take the bows, baby. Rainbow Warriors ready to rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Underrated. Give me Hawaii plus the points.
Nice. Tim Murray, always great, man. We'll talk next week.
Thank you.
All right, boys. See ya.
Coming up next, we'll hit the hot corner. The Orioles have made a trade. They acquired Taylor Ward from the Angels for Grayson Rodriguez. Will they go and get another bat? We'll answer next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.